Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio, and welcome to this podcast for ConfidenceAndJoy.com. Actually, this is a weekend podcast, Saturday afternoon. Well, I finished my yard work, got the lawn mowed, and I was thinking about this, so I thought, hey, why not? Let's do a podcast for Saturday afternoon. And I'd like to talk about keeping your dreams, the desires you have in your life, the things that you really want to see happen. Your dreams and your goals are very important. You know why? Because they're your dreams. You know, many times Christians get talked out of their dreams. Sometimes it's because others tell them that the things they desire in life are too worldly. Ever heard that before? I knew a young man once who was very smart and talented, and he was planning to go to college to get the education he needed for the career that he dearly wanted to get into. But then someone told him that it would be better for him to work a minimum wage job so he would have more time to serve God by sharing the word with others. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm highly in favor of sharing the good news with people. But can you not share the gospel regardless of your job or profession? It's sad, but I've heard many stories like that. Now, there are other reasons, but the bottom line is that there are Christians who go through life feeling unfulfilled because they've never reached their dreams. They either allow someone else to talk them out of their dreams, or they talk themselves out of their dreams. They feel that the things that they once really desired are too far out of their reach now. They've given up. What happened? Have you ever asked a 4-year-old or a 5-year-old questions like, "Would you like to be an astronaut and fly to the moon?" Or, "Hey, how'd you like to go to Africa on a safari and see lions and elephants?" Or how about, "Would you like to be a football player in the NFL? You know exactly what their answers are, don't you? It seems that most youngsters at that age are just full of unlimited energy and enthusiasm to do just about anything and everything. If you haven't talked to one of these young bundles of excitement lately, try it out. Ask them if they'd like to climb Mount Everest or maybe swim the English Channel or go skiing in the Alps. Well, of course they would. Now, we all know that they're much too young to fully understand or grasp these things. I mean, they certainly have no idea of what it would take for them to get involved in something as big and daring as climbing Mount Everest, right? But they're so full of life and exuberance, they're not afraid to dream big. In fact, their dreams have no boundaries. No limits. They're ready to do anything and go anywhere. And they really don't seem to care about any of the details. Those little boys and girls know how to dream big without being so concerned with the how. And that's an interesting point, isn't it? You know, you can ask these same types of questions to older children, and you'll get a very different response. Over the years, I've had the opportunity to interview hundreds of middle-aged school children. And at that age, many of them still have big dreams and goals, but it seems that things start to change right around the 8th grade. Studies have shown that the older the children are, the less energy and enthusiasm they have in their responses to questions like these. On an earlier podcast this month, I talked about Rachel and her dream. I'll leave the link below if you've not heard that. But there are a small number of young people that keep and pursue their childhood dreams. I heard 4-time Olympic gold medalist Janet Evans speak about her dream at the age of 12 to be an Olympian. And in 1988, at age 17, Janet not only made the USA Olympic swimming team, she set a world record and won 3 gold medals. Now that's exciting, but sadly, stories like that seem to be the exception. Most people get talked out of their dreams at a very early age. Most give up on their dreams long before they finish school. Well, why is that? I'll tell you, one of the biggest dream crushers is the response from others. You know, a child gets excited and wants to be a race car driver and win the Indy 500. He or she is very excited about it at age 5, and at that time everybody else thinks that's kind of cute, isn't it? But when this same child is still voicing it at age 10 or 12 or 14, friends and family start to get a little concerned. It's not quite that cute anymore, is it? They don't want poor little Johnny or poor little Mary to be disappointed when it doesn't happen. It's much too difficult to pursue that kind of a goal and dream anyway. I mean, all the odds are stacked against you, and it probably can't happen. Well, the sad part is that most young people just succumb to this kind of talk, and then they repeat that kind of talk back to themselves, and they eventually abandon their dreams. "I'm going to do that" is replaced with "I could never do that." You know, I read once that when George Herman Ruth was a little boy, he wanted to play baseball with the bigger kids, and when they wouldn't let him play, he started crying. So they called him a baby. But that baby kept his dream, and we all know what eventually happened to Babe Ruth. So what about your dreams? Are they long forgotten? Are they on a piece of paper, neatly tucked away in a drawer somewhere? Have you abandoned your dreams? Why? Are you too concerned with the how? Has the present economy completely talked you out of all your goals and dreams? Do you think maybe you're too old now? Have others talked you out of your dreams? Tell you something, it doesn't matter what anyone else says or thinks about your dreams. In fact, sometimes it's a good idea to not tell anyone. 99% of the time, they will not be supportive. Really, you are the only one who can decide to pursue your dreams. It really is your choice. And what you think and say about your dreams and goals are really the determining factor. In fact, let me give you two words that so powerfully communicate to our brains when it comes to dreams and goals. Have you ever thought about just how dramatic these two words are? I will. I will. I will boldly declares power, determination, and vigor. I will. Those two words describe strength and decision. I will shouts victory loud enough to drown out the cries of difficulty. I will empowers discouragement with accomplishment. I will is mastery over adversity. I will conquers complications, annihilates dilemmas, and sweeps away obstacles. Those two little words, I will, just resonate power. And the opposite, as you might well imagine, are the two words, I cannot. Those two words timidly speak of lack, indecision, and weakness. I cannot only sees difficulty. It never sees victory. I cannot is discouragement with no possible accomplishment. I cannot is mastery over nothing but failure. I cannot is drowning in dilemmas and obstacles and sees no way out. So what about your vocabulary? Do you say, I will? Or do you say, I cannot? Now, here's a real important sidebar on this, okay? So listen carefully. Don't confuse I will with I can. They're not the same. And many times, they're very far apart. For example, if you wait until you think you can accomplish something, you won't. In fact, you'll never even start. There are a lot of people who have the ability to accomplish great things, but never get around to saying, I will. You know, you might be the greatest carpenter that ever lived and have the finest tools on the market. It may be impressive to others to hear you say, you name it and I can build it. However, you will never build a single thing until you say, I will build. You can have all the ability, but it's no profit to you until you say, I will. Okay, then let's say you have no ability as a carpenter, but you've got a great desire to be a carpenter, to build things. Well, you'll set your own course by saying either, I cannot build, or I will learn to build. You see, I cannot simply says there's no way, while I will emphatically declares there must be a way and that you will find it. That which comes out of your mouth is an excellent indicator of what's going on inside of your heart. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And what so many people don't realize about this is that every time you make a statement, you think it, you hear it, and it augments and fortifies it in your mind. So why not start taking note of the thoughts you think and the things you say? They are an excellent indicator of what's going on the inside. So again, those two words, I will or I cannot, they each determine the path that you have chosen to travel. They indicate your choice for failure or success. Now, you might be wondering about those two other little words. You know, I'll try. I'll try. I'll try. I mean, doesn't that indicate some persistence and positive direction? No, it doesn't. I'll try is simply I cannot in disguise. Now, let me explain and you think about it. I mean, even the phrase, I'm going to try really, really hard, still lacks a decisive commitment to success and victory. Here's an example. Suppose you've always wanted to run in a marathon. You can say, you know what, I think I'll try to get into shape so I could run in the marathon next year. You might even say, I'm really going to try to get into shape and be ready for the upcoming marathon. Now, those phrases may sound really nice, they may sound noble, but it leaves the door wide open to quit and give up, doesn't it? Then, of course, you can say, well, at least I tried. In fact, I tried really, really hard, too. So? But on the other hand, when you state emphatically, I will get into shape and I will run in the upcoming marathon. Wow, when you say that, you have clearly stated your intentions and there are no options. I will. You've made a commitment. I will. Do you see the difference? It's a very significant difference. I'll tell you something. God never made a failure, so don't accept failure by saying, I cannot. Don't leave the door wide open to quit by saying, well, I'll try. With God's help, you don't need to settle for try. Decide and determine that you will. And then He will help you. He will guide you. He will direct your paths. Decide that you will, and He will be there for you every step of the way. So keep your dreams alive and pursue them. Forget about past disappointments. Don't look at the current circumstances. Instead, focus on future possibilities. And by the way, if you're lacking some enthusiasm, I suggest you take a little time and have a chat with a 5-year-old. They'll get you fired up. Well, that's it for this podcast. Please leave a comment below, would you? I'd love to hear from you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and keep those dreams alive.